What if everything you thought you knew about Hollywood's most scandalous icon was carefully constructed fiction? At 79, legendary actress Evelyn Hugo sits in her Upper East Side apartment, ready to shatter decades of carefully maintained illusions. She's summoning an unknown journalist named Monique Grant, not for a simple magazine profile, but to reveal the truth behind seven marriages, countless affairs, and the one love that mattered most. This isn't just another celebrity tell-all. It's a meditation on identity, sacrifice, and the brutal calculus of ambition in a world that demands you choose between authenticity and survival. As Evelyn begins to speak, peeling back layers of platinum blonde hair dye and studio-manufactured backstories, we discover that her most daring performance wasn't on screen. It was the life she lived between the camera flashes. Evelyn Elena Herrera emerged from a Hell's Kitchen tenement marked by profound hardship. Her mother's death when she was 11 left her in an unsafe household with an alcoholic father and an environment where she faced persistent threats to her safety and autonomy. At 14, she experienced a transformative shift in perspective. "I could be the one doing the choosing." She married Ernie Diaz at 15 through falsified documentation and relocated to Los Angeles. While she worked as a studio grip, she conducted careful observation of successful actresses at the Formosa Cafe, studying their mannerisms and strategies. When talent scout Harry Cameron discovered her, Hollywood immediately sought to limit her Cuban heritage to narrow, stereotypical roles. Her response demonstrated strategic calculation. She initiated a relationship with married executive Ari Sullivan, exchanging personal involvement for professional opportunities and access. The studio's transformation process was comprehensive and invasive. Platinum hair bleaching, surgical alteration of her nose, and the construction of a fictional Kansas origin story. Evelyn Herrera was systematically erased. Evelyn Hugo was manufactured in her place. Ernie was removed from her life without hesitation. In Hollywood's transactional system, Evelyn converted the physical attributes that had once made her vulnerable into instruments of agency, transforming the objectifying attention she received from a source of danger into a mechanism of control and advancement. Evelyn's second marriage to Don Adler, Hollywood's golden boy, began with a lavish 300-guest wedding at the Beverly Hills Hotel. For the first time, she experienced both love and lust simultaneously. But 6 weeks in, when she refused to quit acting for children, Don slapped her. His tearful apology convinced her it was isolated. It wasn't. The violence became a pattern: rage followed by remorse, flowers followed by fists. When gossip columns criticized her as cold and selfish, she and Harry Cameron staged an elaborate deception. A fake miscarriage leaked through a strategically fired maid they knew would sell the story. The plan worked perfectly, transforming Evelyn from heartless career woman to tragic figure. This reveals how Hollywood stardom demanded exhausting performance far beyond the screen. Evelyn manipulated public perception with the same precision she brought to her roles, turning manufactured tragedy into publicity gold. The cost? Living in constant fear of both Don's violence and discovery, caught between wanting him and wanting the spotlight, a combination that made leaving impossible until the violence became undeniable. While filming Little Women, Evelyn met 19-year-old Celia St. James, and everything shifted. Their relationship began strategically, Celia offering acting coaching in exchange for Evelyn's help becoming a star. But sharing wine one evening while Don was away, Evelyn experienced profound recognition. She trusted Celia completely with her secrets, a trust she'd never felt with any man. At a premiere after party, Evelyn learned two truths simultaneously. Celia was rumored to be a lesbian, and Don was upstairs cheating. Rather than focusing on her husband's betrayal, Evelyn's first thought was finding Celia. When they confronted each other, Evelyn impulsively kissed her, forcing her to recognize her bisexuality at a time when society lacked language for such identities. After fleeing Don, Evelyn hid at Celia's apartment for over a week. When divorce papers arrived, she stopped denying her feelings. That night, they became lovers. beginning a relationship that would span decades, though often hidden from public view. True intimacy isn't about sex, Evelyn explains. It's about truth. Their love represented the emotional core of Evelyn's life. Yet the industry that made them stars forced them to hide it, creating tension that would define their relationship and ultimately lead to heartbreaking choices about ambition versus authenticity. When gossip columns threatened to expose Evelyn and Celia's relationship in the 1960s, when being outed meant institutionalization, Evelyn orchestrated a solution. Marry singer Mick Riva in Vegas, ensure photographers captured everything, then disappoint him enough to seek annulment by morning. The tabloids devoured the scandal, deflecting attention from Celia. She repeated this strategy with Rex North during Anna Karina. Tacky and fake, yet one of the most honest arrangements I've ever made. When Rex impregnated Joy Nathan, Evelyn proposed they both claim affairs, creating a victimless divorce that still sold tickets. Harry Cameron was different. When he revealed his homosexuality, she accepted him unconditionally. He proposed marriage so they could raise a family while discreetly pursuing their own relationships. At 36, Evelyn had daughter Connor with Harry. Though Hollywood treated woman and mother as mutually exclusive, her desire for motherhood overwhelmed career concerns. Their arrangement created four beards, two men sleeping together, married to two women sleeping together, proving love transcends convention. Evelyn's career ambition fractured their relationship when she filmed an explicit love scene with Don Adler for 3 a.m. without consulting Celia. "Sex is sacred between us," Celia reminded her. Though Evelyn insisted it wasn't real, Celia couldn't bear audiences watching something intimate they'd shared. "I can't live with my heart half broken all the time," she said, ending things. They reconnected in 1988 after Celia's Academy Award win. Celia revealed she had chronic obstructive pulmonary disease and wouldn't live past 60. "I'd rather survive losing you than never feel loving you again," Evelyn told her, choosing to spend Celia's remaining time together. They built a life in Spain with Robert Jameson, Celia's brother, as Evelyn's legal husband. There, Evelyn reclaimed her Cuban heritage, speaking Spanish, cooking her mother's recipes, embracing Evelyn Herrera again. One night, she proposed using hair ties as rings. "I have been married 7 times, and never once has it felt half as right as this." 6 years later, Celia died in Evelyn's arms. Facing profound regret after losing Robert and Connor too, Evelyn wished she'd been braver. "I should have stood on top of the Hollywood sign and shouted, 'I'm in love with Celia St. James,' and let them crucify me for it." Evelyn reveals why she chose Monique. The man who died with Harry Cameron was James Grant Monique, his father. Dying from breast cancer, Evelyn sought redemption by giving James's daughter the opportunity he never had. The revelation devastates Monique, forcing her to reconcile childhood memories with her father's hidden sexuality. Yet she recognizes Evelyn gave her courage to leave her unhappy marriage. During the final photo shoot, Monique realizes with horror that Evelyn plans to take her own life, partly choosing Monique because of an article she wrote supporting the Right to Die movement. After agonizing indecision, Monique decides not to intervene, believing it would betray Evelyn to stop her from dying on her own terms. Days later, news breaks of Evelyn's death from an accidental overdose, with her estate bequeathed largely to LGBTQ+ charities. In her Vivant article, Monique reveals Evelyn was bisexual and spent most of her life loving Celia St. James, a posthumous coming out that was Evelyn's greatest political act. When asked if she was embarrassed by her 7 marriages becoming her headline story, Evelyn responded, "No, because they are just husbands. I am Evelyn Hugo. And anyway, I think once people know the truth, they will be much more interested in my wife." Through this final act of truth-telling, Evelyn transforms her scandalous reputation into a powerful statement about authentic love.